Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think you're built for hockey life.
No.
Okay. But you know who is?
I can't skate.
You can't? Well, maybe Ryan Warsawski, head coach of your San Jose Sharks, can help you out with that as he joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Coach, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. Season getting underway officially tomorrow, the regular season. And I want to ask you this. What should fans' expectations be of this squad? Obviously, there's a lot of young talent trying to mix in some vets there. The name everyone, you know, gravitates towards is the young phenom, the guy everyone's calling the next Sidney Crosby, Macklin Celebrini. Everyone's obviously enamored with this kid. His father, Rick, obviously team doctor for the Warriors, all of that. But what should fans expect from this team this upcoming season, Coach?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. You know, I think we look back at last year, we were definitely a more competitive hockey team. We were in games. You know, you look at the numbers and the stats, it's, 13 games going into the third period. With a one-goal lead that in eight of them, we don't get a point in. So I think the next, the next step for us is to finish those games, create, those are wins. We've added some veteran pieces, like you said, another year of Mac and Will, being more comfortable. We've added another couple of young guys. So we're definitely seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here of this rebuild. We still have some work to do. It's going to be a process to get to how we want to play. A lot of new players, but there's definitely a real excitement. Our guys are ready. It's been a long training camp, and we're excited for tomorrow night.
Coach, this is really cool. You know, I didn't know much about you, quite frankly, and just doing a quick little Google search. So are you a Boston guy? You're you rooted for the Red Sox and the Pats and all that? Am I on the money on that?
Yeah, you're on the money with that. You know, I think growing up in the Boston area, you know, everyone's is diehard Red Sox, diehard Patriots, especially in the top. You guys know Tom Brady from being out here.
The Tom Brady era
growing up in that era was pretty special when you put on a game on a Sunday and you almost knew you were going to win. So I'm obviously it's a special place being from there, but I, my family's here. We love it here. You know, there's some similarities with the Bay Area and the sports and Boston. So it kind of brings me back, and this is my West Coast home.
I love that. Now, look, 37 years old, and you're in your second year already. I mean, you really got into coaching at an early age. I mean, you're like the Sean McVay of hockey right here. I mean, how did you get into coaching?
Yeah, you know, I played in college, and I was close with Mike Sullivan, who's now the coach of the New York Rangers, with his family. He was coaching at the time the Boston Bruins when I was in high school. And I would kind of go in there and poke his brain and talk to him and sit down with him. And then we get into our discussions about hockey. And I kind of just fell in love with it. And I kind of, you know, I'm probably a little bit different than some coaches in the National Hockey League that, you know, have these long careers in the NHL and then get into coaching on a whim. I just kind of knew I wanted to do it at a young age. And I've been very fortunate and lucky to get, you know, on a quick rise to the National Hockey League so soon. And you know, I'm obviously humbled to be the coach of the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, you seem like a really good dude, and obviously we're all pulling for you, but to be the steward, if you will, of Macklin Celebrini's kind of incubation period in the NHL, I mean, how difficult of a task is that for you? I mean, there's a lot that that goes into it. I mean, he's probably the most recognizable face around here since Joe Thornton.
Yeah, for sure. And he's a special human being first. I know we all put a hockey label on him, but he is a human. He goes through his tough days and he's still a young kid and he's learning the game. He's learning what it means to be a professional athlete, how to take care of yourself. And he's, you know, a very self-driven kid. He's ultra competitive. He's obviously raised by two, you know, his parents who raised him really well and his sister and brother. You know, they're just a great family. You couldn't ask for a better player to kind of build your team around. And, you know, there's times we push him and challenge him, and there's times we have to be there to help him and hug him and support him. And, but they're both, you know, I put Will Smith in that category as well. They're both very special individuals that we're super lucky to have on our team.
Talking to Ryan Warsawski, Sharks head coach here on the Morning Rose, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. You mentioned it. You know, Macklin's dad, Rick Celebrini, the director of sports medicine with the Golden State Warriors, obviously were the flagship of the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, last year, Ryan, we saw Draymond Green at some games. He knows Macklin very well. Have you met Draymond or has he spoken to the team at all?
No, Draymond has been to some games. I know that. And Steph, I met Steph last year. He came to a game. You know, I know Mac talks to those guys quite often. It was pretty cool to see those guys in the room. And I know guys have gone up and seen some games there and hung out with the players. And, you know, Draymond's got that little bit of that hockey from Michigan, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a little hockey in him. I know he loves the, you know, you're just listening to him. And I'm not a huge basketball guy, but listen to Steve Kerr. And, you know, I try to learn and get better and, you know, listen to Steve and what he's done with that team, and obviously the championships and all that comes with it. But then you listen to Draymond and the ultra competitiveness that he drives the standard for that team, and that's something that we're trying to get to.
You know, you reference Will Smith and Celebrini, and you got Eklund as well, all on the same line. Is that somebody you've been experimenting with at practice? Are we going to see that in some games? That's what our producer over here, Sam, he's like obsessed with you guys. Every single day we give him a couple of minutes to break down where the Sharks are at. So are you going to try that, those three guys on the same line this year?
We'll see. I don't know if we're going to start that way. We know we have that in our back pocket a little bit with some chemistry. We have more depth this year than ever, and especially in my 4 years here in San Jose. So we're going to try to build some depth and build some chemistry with some other lines so we can kind of equalize our lineup here a little bit. But we know at times if we need to go to that, we can. Will we get to that at some point sooner rather than later? We'll see. But, you know, Mac and Will will start off playing together, which I know everyone wants to know, but they will start playing together and we'll see. And in hockey, it's pretty fluid. You can change pretty often and throughout the game. So you may see some shifts with Eklund and Mack and that 70s line there, and even to Toffoli there a little bit.
Ryan Warsawski, excuse me, here on the Morning Roast, Sharks head coach. And, you know, here in the Bay, Ryan, we have a lot of good head coaches, both currently and legacy-wise. You just think of some of the names, Bruce Bochy of the world, John Madden, Bill Walsh. Currently, Kyle Shanahan's right up there amongst some of the best coaches in the NFL. Steve Kerr, obviously. I want to ask you, being so young, and just being your second season as a head coach in the National Hockey League, like, what's been the biggest transition for you as a head coach? Like, what's been the most difficult thing to adapt? Is it just, you know, bringing your family over here? Is it dealing with a young roster? You know, this team has, you know, been one of the worst teams win-loss-wise the last kind of decade or so. You know, and the expectation prior to that was, you know, playoffs every single year. And I know fans, you know, are champing at the bit to get back into the playoffs. But what's the biggest transition for you as a head coach, Ryan?
Yeah, I think there's probably two things that stick out to me. Is one is off the ice. You know, in the National Hockey League, you get pulled in a lot of different directions. You know, your plan and practice is game prep. You have a bigger staff than, you know, you have in the minor leagues. There's media obligations every day and sometimes twice a day on game days that pull you away. So managing your time is super important as a head coach that I've learned in the National Hockey League. And I'll feel like I'm more comfortable in my second year. And part two of that is, of course, you know, I'm ultra competitive. I'm a passionate guy. I'm fiery. You know, winning and we don't win keeps me up at night. And I know it does for our players and our general manager and our organization. And we are pushing as hard as we possibly can to win more hockey games for the fans, for the community, for everyone in the Bay Area. We know how important it is. We know what it was like back in 2016 when that Shark Tank was rocking. I've heard all the stories about it. And trust me when I say this, it'd be one of the greatest moments of my life to get this team back into the playoffs and see that Shark Tank rocking and using it really as a big home ice advantage, which they really did, you know, in those, you know, mid-2000, 2010 to 2016, where they really got it going. So we got to keep pushing. It doesn't happen overnight. We got to keep building and work on our process, but we know we're getting closer here as the season begins.
All right, Coach, and we're going to do a quick rapid fire before we get on out of here. We do it with all our guests.
Yeah.
All right, rapid fire. Don't think twice. Just have some fun with these. You're at La Vix. What are you ordering? What's your burrito order? Give it to us.
Steak burrito, guac, no sour cream, no tomatoes, though.
Love it.
All right, strong.
Favorite artist, music.
Ooh, Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, there you go. All right. Worst dresser on the team of all the players. Throw him right under the bus.
Mario Ferraro.
The Italian? Come on.
Who is the least likely that you would want dating your daughter or sister?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Loaded question.
It is a loaded question.
I may have to go back to Mario Ferraro.
All right. Who's got the most drip off the field, off the ice, excuse me, if you will? Who's got the most fashion sense?
Ryan Reeves.
Oh, I love that. Who shouldn't start a podcast? Because so many guys got podcasts. And who would be the guy that you'd be the most afraid having a daily podcast?
Probably Macklin and Will.
Joe, you got one more?
No, that's great. We're up against it, Ryan. That's really good stuff, man.
We really appreciate
the time this morning. I know it's early for you. Season starts tomorrow against the Golden Knights, and that rivalry is going to start getting renewed here very quickly, Ryan.
Yes.
Let you know, Ryan, we don't like those guys, okay? I'm sure you know that.
We don't either.
Okay, good. All right.
Right there with you.
Let's go. Hey, Ryan, good stuff. Good luck this season.
I grew up in the Red Sox Yankees.
Oh, well, that, come on.
We'll get the rivalry growing.
All right.
Are you still bitter about the loss last week? How are you feeling?
Oh, no.
A little bit. And then the kid that pitched was from Boston. Unbelievable.
Hey, don't worry. Drake May's looking good. So Patriots season now. Yeah, so you can look forward to that. They're 3-2. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff, man. We appreciate
it. Have a good one, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
you too. Thanks, guys.
That is Ryan Warsawski, head coach of your San Jose Sharks, who, again, joined us on the River Islands guest line. We'll react to that. Plus, we got another head coach, a Hall of Famer in the NFL, Super Bowl champion Tony Dungy at 8 o'clock.
Joe, 37 years old, that guy is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.